morning and welcome to everyone. Yeah, the sound is working. Welcome to all those who are gathered and welcome to all those who are joining us online. It is good that we are all here together for the second Sunday of Easter. And together as we journey, we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. So let us begin with the words printed in our bulletin. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, by whose hand we are given new birth, by whose speaking we are given new life.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are welcomed, restored, and supported as citizens of the new creation. Let us give thanks to the gift of baptism. Let us pray. Holy God,
holy and merciful, holy and mighty, you are the river of life, you are the everlasting wellspring. In mercy and might, you have freed us from death and raised us with Jesus, the first born of the dead. in baptismal waters our old life was washed away, and in them we are born anew.
Glory to you for oceans and lakes, for rivers and streams. Honor to you for waters that wash us clean, quench our thirst, and nurture both crops and creatures. Praise to you for the life-giving waters of baptism, the outpouring of the Spirit of the new creation.
Wash away our sins, and all that separates us from you. Empower our witness to your resurrection. Strengthen our resolve in seeking justice for all.
Satisfy the world's needs through this living water. Where drought dries the earth, bring refreshment. Where despair prevails, grant hope. Where chaos reigns, bring peace. We ask this through Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns forever.
Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend. Gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God.
Almighty and eternal God, the strength of those who believe and the hope of those who doubt,
may we who have not seen have faith in you and receive the fullness of Christ's blessing, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And now I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. How are you guys this morning? How's everybody?
Good.
Good, good. We're all quiet. We're looking around to see if there's something. All right, I have a question for you. You've met these people before, but do you remember the name of this one?
No.
No. Okay, this is Bob.
Bob.
Bob the dog. And this is, do you remember the name of the sheep?
No, it was from Christmas.
It was from Christmas. Bob as well. So everything in my world gets named Bob. So Bob the sheep, Bob the dog.
Heard the story before.
Yeah, you've heard the story before. Yeah, and you know that I didn't name any of my children. All right. So, I've been telling a story with these two Bobs. So we can call them Bob the One, Bob the Second. Okay, Bob the Second, Bob the One. Got it? Okay. So Bob the Sheep and Bob the Dog are friends, and they went to school together one day, and Bob the Sheep was very, very mean to Bob the Dog. Betrayed him, denied him, was really, really mean to Bob the Dog, and then they went home. Well, the next day, Bob the Sheep showed up to school, and he felt really, really bad about everything he had done to Bob the Dog. But then Bob the Dog showed up. Now, the sheep remembers all the mean things that he did to the dog. What do you think the sheep is thinking at this moment? Why did I do that? Yeah, he might be sorry, but the sheep might also be, do you think it might, Bob the dog is a lot bigger than the sheep, so
yeah.
Do you think there's any fear in Bob the sheep? They fear. If you were the sheep, what would you do at this stage?
Run away.
You might run away, yeah, you might run away. Well, our story today is about all the disciples who meet together after Jesus has died. And they're like Bob the sheep. They're all there together, and they know they've done a lot of bad things to Jesus. They have denied Jesus. They have betrayed Jesus. They have forsaken Jesus. And then Jesus shows up in the room. And what do you think these sheep, all the disciples are? They're afraid. Because they're now in front of Jesus, who they've done all these bad things to. But do you know what Jesus says?
Yeah.
He says, "Peace be to you. Be not afraid." Because the resurrected Jesus, God, is not here to punish us, but to love us and to forgive us. So remember that when we approach this altar, we don't approach in fear, but in hope, because God loves and forgives us. So let us pray. And all of our new friends here, we're going to, on the count of three, bring our hands together. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for forgiving us.
Thank you for forgiving us.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You can go back. I don't think there's any Sunday school.
Sarah's got it.
Who gives us life and breath, who shapes us in breath.
The first reading is a reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2. Hear now the word. Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. You that are Israelites, listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders, and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know, this man, handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by those outside the law. But God raised him up, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would put one of his descendants on the throne. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that, all of us are witnesses. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 16. Please sing with me. Protect me, O God. Said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all others. All my delight is in the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people. But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied. I will not pour out
The second reading is from the first book of Peter, the first chapter. Hear now the word. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if for now, a little while, you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that, though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. For you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the people, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand, and I put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not be untrusting, but trust. Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Our text today is about that moment when fear turns into peace, when fear turns into joy through faith. And for me, I witnessed this one day with my children. I had saved up for years and years to take them on that all-important family vacation that's almost mandatory to Disneyland, yes. The happiest place on earth, it is advertised, and I will say it is quite happy there. But being in where I was at the job I had and were paid very little compared to other departments. So we saved for years and years and years to avoid, to afford this trip. And I studied almost everything written about how to make that the perfect vacation. And I trained them. We went on long walks. We stood in lines because this was going to be a jam-packed week and I wanted them to physically be capable. And then once the money was saved up, we went to the travel agent and we got everything booked and bundled to save every dime we could. We flew off. I even took them out of school for a week so the lines would be short. And we got there, we pulled into our resort hotel, we got up to our room overlooking the park, and in this room we heard all those joyful screams. And it was easy to ascertain where all these screams were coming from because there was one ride that goes from 0 to 80 and straight up. And you could time the screams with this. And the children were all at the window looking at this, oh, with the anticipation, that's the ride. And we had to wait the next day for our tickets. And per the book, he went to the other park first. The lines would be shorter in the morning, and then you'd go to the other park in the afternoon when the lines were bigger here, and so we did that. So all morning had fun, but there is the anticipation of this ride. And finally, in the afternoon, we moved over and we went to it to learn that the name was California Screaming. That's where all the screams were coming from. And so in a line, we stood for a good hour to get to the front of the line to have this joyful bliss. But then the moment everyone fears, my littlest one said, "Hey, Dad." And you could see the fear starting to well up in his eyes. "I don't want to go on this ride." "What do you say?" I said, "Trust me. Have some trust. Do not be afraid. You will enjoy it. You're in no real danger. It's all fun." And after some moments of coaxing, he was good to go. But But again, as that line got closer and closer and closer, this conversation continued to be had and had and had. And finally, it was our time to get on. We got on this ride. And then the definitive, "I don't want to be here," came. But now it's too late. And so the tears started coming. And then the guilt that I'm now this father, that type of father. So just trust me, Owen, just trust. You'll be okay. And then the countdown from 3 to 0 before it went 3, 2, 1, and the cry of tears and fear almost instantly melted into a scream of joy and ecstasy as he was okay and realized that the loop-de-loop and the turns was totally fun. It was that moment when fear turned into joy. And when we got off, all the kids said, "Hey, let's go back and do it again." That is what our text is about this morning. We often hear this as Doubting Thomas Sunday, but it's not really about that. It is about that moment with this gathered community, gathered in fear. Their leader had just been killed. Jesus had just been crucified. Are the authorities looking for them now? And then another fear. If Jesus truly is raised, what is he going to do to us? This community that had betrayed him, that had forsaken him, that had abandoned him. And so Jesus' first words to them are peace. And that is the moment when the fear turns into joy. And our call today is, do not be untrusting, but trust those words. And so in the next week, because Thomas wasn't there, they gather once more in a community, and Jesus once more becomes present and once more says peace. And these texts and these stories are not really about Thomas. It's not really about the 10. It is about us. Notice that this is a Sunday after Sunday. It's the second Sunday after Easter, which is why we have this text today, the second Sunday after Easter. It's about this community gathering together as we are gathering. Gathering to see the Lord's presence amongst us. We gather in faith as the Spirit is breathed out into our lives. And we are invited, like Thomas, to come forward to the table, to this great meal, a meal that we proclaim Christ is present at, in, with, and under the elements of this table. Thomas asked to see, and he is invited forward to see. And we gather wanting to see, and we are invited to come forward. I will extend this invitation to you that everything that Thomas got on that second Sunday after Easter, an opportunity to come forward and touch the Savior, is available to you today. In this meal, Christ is present. In our gathering, Christ is present. And we can come forward to touch, to taste, to see that this is my Lord and God. And in this community of the Spirit moving, we are given faith to believe that this is true, that Christ has come, Christ has died for our sins, Christ has come for you, Christ will return for you. So come, taste and feel and proclaim my Lord and my God. Amen.
Amen.
United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of rebirth, the good news of your resurrection brings refreshment to a weary world. Following the women at the tomb, empower us to boldly share your radical love through our words and our work. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
As you breathed your spirit into the disciples, breathe your spirit of healing upon all creation. Nourish the earth with sufficient rains. Strengthen us to counter the effects of pollution and destruction. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You prepared the disciples for their ministry by calming their fears and granting them your peace. Equip our community's leaders. Give them a spirit of peace and hearts that burn for justice, that their leadership reflects your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You come among us in unexpected ways. Send us to those who hide in fear or question your love. Be a healing presence for any isolated by addiction, incarceration, mental illness, chronic pain, sickness, or grief, especially Leif, Aaron, Reg, Mariah, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Joe, Clifford, Nicole, Madeline, Ara, Barry, Penelope, Twyla, Meredith and family, family of Harvey Dufresne, victims of the war in Ukraine, the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and people of Furlong Lutheran Church. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
As you met the disciples on the road to Emmaus, show us your presence along our journeys. Bless our doubts and questions. Provide trusting and safe relationships for all ages to nurture our connection to you and one another. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Resurrecting God, you bring us to new life every day. Thank you for blessing us with companions on our faith journey, especially those who now rest in your love. Strengthen us with the eternal peace of your promises. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you. I
invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. Please stand, if you are able, for the encounter with this meal.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, this command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receive the forgiveness of sins, be transformed to live as your holy people, and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Gathered together like one and one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father
in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. This is the feast of God for the people of God, the place to come forward to touch, taste, and see. And all are welcome at this table. We ask the usher to come forward to form a line and come forward with one hand cupped in the other to receive the element in your hand, and then approach the wine, and you can choose the darker liquid, which is wine, or the lighter liquid, which is grape juice. We do have gluten-free options available upon request. And if you wish to come and only receive a blessing, just come with your arms crossed. But know that all are invited to this table, and all are welcome.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we pause for a moment for announcements. Are there any announcements for the good of the order? I'm seeing no hands go up. I'll just announce that I'm back in the office after a week of moving and getting settled. If you have emailed me previously last week, know that I was not in the office and will return those emails in the coming week. For all of our visitors here, we do have a sign-in. If you wish to have contact with me, you can fill out the have a check mark in the box to say you'd like me to reach out and the means by which you'd like to reach out to me. Of course, you're all welcome and thank you for being here. And last chance for any other announcements. With that being said, let us prepare our souls for the benediction. The God of all, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless you by the power of the Holy Spirit to live in this new creation.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the risen Lord.
Amen.